I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cybersecurity and data mining are serious issues in today's digital world, and they affect everyone from government officials to your next-door neighbor. U.S. tech giant Apple recently came under fire for its lackluster privacy controls, and iPhone apps track scary amounts of your personal data. While some use technology for suspicious purposes, International Media Ministries uses it to spread the gospel message. Director Denise Godwin says,
"We are living in an age of brand new media tools all the time, and they can be used for good and for bad. And I think it's so important that Christians seize this opportunity to let Christ be known through the media. What an amazing opportunity that we have to redeem something that's also used for negative purposes, if you will."
And it's been a significant year of progress in the world of sign language Bible translation. Deaf Bible Society's Chantel Pagan tells us that 28 sign languages now have Bible portions available 24/7 on the Deaf Bible app and website.
"It's just been astounding to see God-aligned strategic partnerships with translation organizations who are physically and actively working to excel translations for sign languages around the world and provide that content to our Deaf Bible platform. We've just been so astonished to see God's hand at work amongst the deaf community at large."
But there's still a lot of work left. About 95% of the world's 400-plus sign languages have no scripture at all. Visit us online at missionnews.org to see Deaf Bible's goals for 2019 and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.